Blog Talk Radio.
Believing need to really understand
that you're going to go through some things. The blessing is going through the rep, not standing still. The blessing is knowing that it's going to pass. You just got to know how to weather the storm. You know, because some storms are so treacherous, you know, it kills, you know. But some storms, God is allowed a little rain to come just so that flowers can blossom. So I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for waking us up so we can be here again, man. Thank you for the opportunity to always present His love, you know. And His love is the Word of God. We really believe that He put it on men's heart, inspire them to write the gospel so you and I can use it as the principles. And if we use only this principle to teach, but try to put it in our life and live according to what we teach and preach, I thank God for that. You know, it's a beautiful thing to know that when you are, the closer you get to it, the more you want to please Him. You know, the more you want this. You say, Lord, I just want to please you. You know, I just want to, as I get close to you, Lord, strengthen me in my walk, you know. And He is a just God because we believe in the scriptures that He reigns on the just and unjust alike, you know. He don't make no mistakes, my brothers, none. So we thank God. And I really believe we'll never walk alone as long as we, what, stay in His own.
Nah. Yes, sir.
Like I'm talking about, it's sometimes you just feel like you're all by yourself. But boy, when you His child, see, He let us these things to allow us to grow. You know, to my brother. And I don't know about you.
Yes, sir.
Sometimes that growing pain hurts, boy.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, when you understand your reward, when you understand your reward, it's better on the other side, because there's gonna be another side of this story. And we thank God for it, Reverend. Again, you know, we're off in the book of Luke. You know, we're still treading along. We're treading along, trying to go through the book of Luke. And I don't know about you, I've been enjoying myself.
Amen.
Because the writer was plain. You know, he's a careful, skilled writer. You know, Luke was a physician, we call him. You know, he was a physician. The brother sitting and walked with Paul in silence, you know. And he got to be able to see the big ministry and how they talk about how God has helped him see things a little better. But I thank God for the Holy Spirit, brother, because even though he wrote Luke, he was an author of Acts too, you know. And we found out there was the early church for the Church of the Fathers, you know, Luke and Acts, you know. And we found out how he was. He had been taught by some of the greatest people, right? But then when it came down to it, the pen had to come through the Holy Spirit, you know. He wrote it with even though he was a writer of a physician, and he was a Greek medical physician as well. But boy, when he came down writing that word, putting that word down in language that we, you and I can understand, because he put it in a way that a careful writer would do, you know. And as he wrote this, he wrote it so you and I can eat off of it, Reb. You know what I'm talking about? So we approach it like this. We love him. We thank God for how he inspired him to write. And Reb, I was looking at it, you know, he wrote so much about salvation. You hear what I said? Salvation.
Yes,
he was trying to hit home with salvation, you know. That's why we gotta look at it in a different way, and how he always looked at how for the sinner, the one, the outcast, you know. We're gonna get there today. We're gonna find out how he feels about the poor, the sinner. How God stressed him to write it in the way he did. It was two times recorded. This lesson we got this morning. The lesson we got this morning, the lost sinner out in the world. The lost sinner out in the world, you know. And you can find this written in two places in the Bible. Luke 15, 1 through 7, and Matthew 18, 11 through 14. Cause we're gonna visit both of them to see how it excited us to know that God is a merciful God, Reverend. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we
thank
come to the humble Father, we know how, Lord. Thanking you, Lord, for your sweet, amazing grace, Lord. So surely it was you, Lord, that woke us up early this morning and started us on our way, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, because we know you made this day out of reality, Lord. So we just want to magnify you, lift your name. Lord, we just want to just give you thanks, Lord. We just find out when praises go up, blessings come down. So, Lord, we just ask you to move in the room. Touch our heart, Lord. Keep us with a steadfast spirit right now, that when we listen to the word of God, we know that we're safe in your arms, Lord, that you're holding us, Lord, that you're keeping us and you're teaching us as we go through the word of God. Lord, we just ask you to, as we go a little farther in the word, Lord, concentrate our mind, Lord. Lord, concentrate our mind that we receive the word with peace and love.
Yes.
Let the word of meditation in our heart be acceptable to our sight, thy strength and thy redeemer, Lord. Move, Lord,
yes, Lord,
on the presentation right now, Lord. Trust your people, Lord, that they have not a slope of spirit, Lord, but running for the Lord, Lord, and staying with you, Lord.
Thank you.
Lord, we just
thank you,
come
Lord
and ask you, Father God, to hide us behind the cross, Lord. Lord,
mm-hmm,
as we speak, let the Holy Spirit speak through us, Lord. As we decrease, mm-hmm, you increase, Lord. Lord, love that, let them hear the message that you try to present to them today, Lord. Let it move with carefulness, Lord. And we love you, Lord. We know it's you, Lord. We believe in it's you, Lord. So, Lord, we just ask you, Father God, by the sound of my voice, Lord, that everyone be touched with your power, Lord, of the Holy Spirit, Lord. We love you. We thank you. And we ask all this in Jesus' name. We pray. Amen. I'm gonna do some off the cuff. Something came up with mine. You don't mind. Just as something. I ain't gonna hear it long.
Yes, sir.
You know, I just want to sing a good old song that'll get me in the spirit. Is that all right? Somebody knows this song. It says, Jesus King.
Come on.
The cross.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Let's have touch tonight.
Yes, man.
Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes you just need a little push, you know what I mean, man?
Man, thank you, Lord.
You know, I'm a very, very young man, man. But boy, I can remember them in my young age. You know, them, I still remember the most songs. And sometimes you just don't want to get throw away out the window. You know, they got a lot of new songs. Sometimes you just want to go back and get the most simple 100s. You know, near the cross. You know, them, Well, I tell you, some of the more blood songs, you know, them the more blood songs. Remember that song? Remember that song? Is it the blood? The blood, you know, talking about the blood. What had that song go? The blood, the streaming down.
Bloody Jesus, bang, shit. Bang. Yeah.
That would do that.
Praise the Lord.
It does something to me, man, because I know it wasn't because I did anything so great, man.
That's right.
I know it was him who rendered his all of our sins, brother. He took all our. Let me tap into something before we get in here, brother. He put something in my heart.
Praise the Lord.
Oh my Jesus! He put something in my heart. Look what he did over here. Look how he did it, man. Can I read this here before we get this far down, man? He said, "Who now?" Has believed our report. If the arm of the Lord revealed.
Yes, sir. I hear you.
Yes, sir. He said, grow up before him as a tender plant.
Yes, sir.
Right brand. Look what he said, Rev.
Yes, sir.
He has no form or no commonness. And when he will look at just see him, there is no bread that we desire
him. We should desire him. That's it.
Who had believed your report? Let me hear this, can we get into the lesson? Look what he said. He that despised and rejected of men, men of sorrow, acquainted with grief, and hid, look what he said, and high it is, and we were our faith for him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was despised and was esteemed him not. Well, I'm getting home now, y'all. He had borne our grief. And carried our sorrows. Look at that. And yet we did esteem him a stricken. Smack God in the face.
Yeah.
So I got to get home. Yeah. I got to go home now. But he was wounded.
Yeah, come on.
For our transgressions.
Talk about it.
He was,
yes, Lord.
He was bruised for our iniquities. Look what happened, Reverend. Chastisement for peace. Was up on him. If he ain't got home yet, with his sight now, we are here. Oh, I mean, there's some of us been around a while. Are we like sheep have gone astray? Have we turned everyone to his own way? The Lord has laid on him the iniquity of all us all. Who has oppressed? He was afflicted, yet he had opened not his mouth. He was brought as a lamb. To the slaughter, as the sheep before the shear is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He was taken from prison for judgment. Who should declare his generation? He was cut off at the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was stricken. I'm almost home. This is his
house. Yes, sir.
Look what he did. He made his grave with the wicked.
With the wicked. Yes, sir.
With the rich, he died because he had done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Oh Lord, I'm gonna leave right there because I keep on going. I'm gonna drift off somewhere. But let me tell you something. When I was hearing that song, right, and that came to my mind. Who had believed our report? You know,
mm-hmm.
So we get the rest of the day. You'll see what I'm talking about. Isaiah 53:1-9.
Yes, sir.
We read it. You know, and he was asking the question. How many times somebody asks you, who believe in you, man? What are you saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know. But well, let me tell you something,
Jesus.
My brother.
Thank you, Lord.
It's about the love of God. We don't try to force ourselves on nobody. That's why we ask who
mm-hmm.
we do something. The reason why I did that and I really like that, I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes it's just for me. Help me, Holy Spirit. Sometimes it's just for me.
Thank you, Lord.
And I need to go get that song. And when I heard that song, and y'all going to get mad at me. Y'all might hang up when I do this one here. But I got to do one thing. One more thing. Just to make sure I'm getting on track, really. You don't mind, really.
Come on, man.
Just for a second if I do this here. Because I really, really believe in this love that he has for us.
Maybe that song doesn't mean anything to anybody.
Come on, Doc.
Unless you're a person that is ever had to cry yourself to sleep at night.
Come on, man.
Hurt over somebody who said they loved you. But I'm glad today, whether it was a relationship or mom and daddy hadn't told you they loved you in a long time, I'm glad that 2,000 years ago, somebody asked Jesus, how much do you love me? He said, you know what? I love you this much. And I'm glad he died for me. I'm glad he loved me when I didn't even love myself.
Victory.
Jesus went to Calvary. Help me go back. To save the wretch like you and me.
That's love.
Anybody remember that? That's love. Say that again with me. I don't know if it means nothing, but
Jesus went.
Where did he go?
To
what?
Kind of distorted right there a little bit, but I want you to know he did die. And on that third day, he rose. I'm getting myself there. I think I'm there now. I think I'm right there now, Rev. Luke 15. I think I'm there now, Rev. Luke 15.
Hey, man.
And watch this here. Verse 1. Luke 15 and verse 1. And I'm going to tell you something. This is a thought here. The lost sinner out in the world. The lost sinner out in the world. Look what it says. Then draw near unto him all the publicans and sinners for to hear him. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. And the Pharisees and the scribes murmur, saying, this man received settled and eat with them, parable unto them, saying, what a man, what man of you, having 100 sheep, if he lose one of them and do not leave the 99 in the wilderness and go after that which is lost until he found it? And when he had found it, he laid it on his shoulder. Help me, Holy Spirit. We just read it,
mm-hmm.
And rejoice. And when he, look what he said, and when he cometh home, he called together his friends, help me, Holy Spirit, and his neighbors, saying unto them, rejoice with me, for I have found my sheep, which was lost. And I say unto you, help me, Holy Spirit, and I say unto you that likewise joy shall be in the heavens over one sinner that repent more than over 99 righteous, just persons, which needed no retreating. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. No, I read that because I want to read it all because I want you to hear what he's saying. I didn't want to break in between too much of that, but I want you to know there are some people that when you're traveling this way and you're doing what you call yourself as a Christian and trying to walk this world, sometimes you get sidetracked. Help me, Holy Spirit. You know, sometimes we get sidetracked and we deviate. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm gonna tell you right now, you can come back. That's the call. That's the call. We don't even though we do. We send out invitation. We send out. We don't just send out only to people that love God. Help me, Holy Spirit. We should come. Come as you are. You know what I'm talking about? Red, how many times you been fishing and caught a clean fish? Help me, Holy Spirit.
Oh, right now.
How many times you go out there and throw the reel out there and the hook out there and the bait on there and the fish grabbed and you could throw it right in the skillet? No, you couldn't. You had to clean it, old boy, don't you? So we not saying that we so holy over here we can't receive anybody. But what we're saying like this, yeah, let us minister to you. Help me, Holy Spirit. Let us show you Jesus. And show you Jesus, be careful, because Jesus was really looked at. And when you see publicans and you see sinners, and look at who the Pharisees looking at him and say, you know, some people get this kind of messed up a little bit, Reverend. He hang with him, and he hang with them. They sinners, but Jesus went to do what, Reverend? When he hung with the sinners, he went to go help them. He went to try to come out of the world. They come and serve him. He didn't go there just to judge with them, just be doing something with them. They can't tell the difference from a sinner and what? Come on now, and somebody goes to watch this here. Who hath believed thy report?
Mm-hmm.
He said, to whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? This should be some evidence that you have God in you. But if you find someone has strayed away, this will happen here. This publican, these sinners that they hear. But the Pharisee and the scribe was sitting there murmuring what he said. Said, what is he doing? Don't he know what he's doing? He's eating with sinners. Now you look at this publican, that is a tax collector, right? And he worked for the Roman government. And we find out in the Roman government, them people were well hated. Because what they did. They did taxes and they did taxes. You know what I mean? They tax you. Say they put tax you for $10, they tax you for $5. They get them some and the government too, you know? So they were well hated. Nobody didn't like the tax collector. but let me tell you something. Jesus died for them too. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now watch this here. He is not to be out in the world with the sinners doing worldly things, encouraging worldly conversations. Hear me good. He is not to be out in the world with sinners doing worldly things and carrying the worldly conversation. People get that twisted and say, well, you need to hang around. Well, you can't go. You got to come down. You got to do all this. Yeah, you have to do all this. I think we're doing a whole lot right now because this is a national platform. Anybody can come.
Mm-hmm.
We're not saying the only believers can come this way. We're saying that anybody, whoever wishes to come. We pray for everybody on here. hey, watch this here. Need Jesus. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say something. Let me tell you something. He told us we ought to be separate from that. But he said a true believer is to go out in the world and preach the gospel to every creature. That means sinners.
Yeah.
Right? A true believer to go out and does not stick back and wait on sinners to come to him and to the church. He goes out where the sinners are. So we're supposed to meet them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what the hell? They call that? What they call? They call that missionary society. We should go do some missionary work. Oh, yeah, we should go out there and,
yeah,
and compel people. You know, let me tell you something. They would have never known about us, Reverend, if we wouldn't have never got hooked up in the race game. Trust me, they wouldn't. They wouldn't have never known about our little Texas over here. They wouldn't have known nothing about us, if we wouldn't have gotten the race game. So that tells me we left at least the geographic area. You help me, Holy Spirit. And trying to tell somebody about God. Not just telling them, but we got to be an example to them, let them know that you can live holy. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can live righteous.
Sir.
Help me, Holy Spirit. You can walk this walk and talk this talk. As you say, watch this here. Help me when I do this real. Don't you know we need Jesus?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Don't you know we can't do it without Jesus? We cannot do this without Jesus. And now believer on this song said he does it without Jesus. But what you doing when you have it? What you doing? Are you putting it down because you want to be in the mainstream? That's what he talking about. But what they talking about here, the Pharisees was mumbling. They were talking about he was laying and eating with the sinners, and Jesus gave him a parable. Help me, Holy Spirit. And this parable is much known by everybody. Even some of the babies can quote this parable, you know what I'm talking about? Especially if you get them pretty hard, you know. Jesus died for us all. But he told us right in this parable. And he makes it so plain, really. He said, there's 99 sheep, right, in the wilderness. And one got strayed away, really. Just strayed away. And what he did, he left the 99, because they didn't need the shelter. You know, I got a testimony, right? They always tell us to pray for one another. They always tell us to keep one another in prayer. But who been praying for the pastor lately?
All right.
Instead of been talking about him, who been praying for the preacher lately? Who been praying for the teacher lately? Who been praying for the children of God lately? Because we need to pray for each other. You know, I don't never want nobody to think we're above prayer, because you have to watch it, because you can get tricked by the enemy too. Amen. Now I look at how he went and he found this sheep. Now watch this here. He found the sheep, and when he found it, he laid his hand, he put him on the shoulder. Help me, Holy Spirit. He didn't want to walk no more. Yeah. He didn't want to walk. He put him on the shoulder. How many times God didn't carry you, brother? How many God done put it on his shoulder? That's why I read Isaiah 53 a while ago. How many times God done put us on his shoulder? Let me visit something. I ain't gonna read it all, but let me visit something again. So make sure we got a real good understanding of why I went there. Because look what it says again. Let's try to read now. I'm gonna go there, and it says right here. But look what he said. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. Now watch this here. The chastising on him, and with his stripes, we are healed. Now, and
healed.
I'm talking about the spiritual thing right now. You know what I'm talking about? Somebody been wounded in the spirit, and he came by and bandaged you up with his blood. Help me, Holy Spirit. He bandaged you up with his body, with the bread. Somebody took the Lord's Supper. You know
Thank
what I'm talking
Jesus.
About.
And then
what you're doing, you're taking a sin-free body and put it in you. And now you're reproducing yourself, him inside of you. So somewhere now, if Jesus is on the inside of you, you got to start listening to him. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You got to start no to some things. You got to start saying yes to some things. Yes to your will. Help me, Holy Spirit. Yes to your will, Lord. And no to ignorance. You know what I'm talking about? If you don't know something, don't even attempt to say you do know it, because what the devil don't mind losing. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
He don't mind losing. He'll go play every day losing. He'll keep coming time after time after time. And watch this here, Reverend. I might be wrong, Reverend. Look at how he read. He said, "Let no corrupt freedom communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use to edify, that it may be ministered in grace unto the hearer." Help me, Holy Spirit. Let no corrupt communication proceed of your mouth. That's what he said. But that which is good to use to edify, that it may minister grace unto the hearer. That is Ephesians 4:29. I want to say that because if you're a believer, if you're trying to live Christ like these things, what I'm trying to present to you right now is that the Word of God, that He asks us to live holy. He asks us to know that He resides in us. These things should have not been in our heart. Help me with this, man. When you get close to the Lord, see, I find something. You can get close to the Lord as you want to. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
You can get close.
That's right.
You can get close as you want to. If you don't want to be close to Him, you can be way off what you want to. But I'm telling you right now, if you really love Him, you're going to try to get close enough that He can change you. You're going to get close enough to Him, He can remove what you call, "I can't do it no more. It's too much on me." Look what He did. He took this sheep and put it on His shoulder, and He carried this sheep to His home. And when He got to His home, He called His friends, right? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. He called His neighbors and told them to come and rejoice with Him. He found the lost sheep. And that's how we ought to be. I'm going to get to the point what you're talking about. That's how we ought to be when we're helping one another. We should be happy that a person came back. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. Watch it.
Praise
now,
the Lord.
He or she had to know God because he strayed away. He left the 99 righteous and went out to that lost one and pulled them back. Now he carrying them. Oh, help me. Sometimes you might be in the wilderness so long that God need to pick you up. Help me, Holy Spirit. He need to pick you up, put you on the shoulder. You know, somebody, you've been wounded. You know, you might have been a whoremonger. You might have been a liar. You might have got tripped up in that altered lifestyle. You know, you might have been a drunk. You might have been a liar. But he picked you up because you can repent. Only time you can't, there's only one important sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. Hey, but one important sin, and that is blaspheming the Holy Ghost. If you out there, if you ain't blaspheming against the Holy Spirit, trust me, you got action to come in. You got action to come back. So he'll get them. That's what he did, right? He picked them up and put them on, and he asked the people to rejoice, and they rejoiced with him. For he had found his sheep was lost. Can you imagine when somebody is in your flock? You know, been around. That's why we send that invitation out of the day. I'm not saying the brothers are lost, but we send out the invitation of the day to say that let's get on board. Let's get back fellowshipping, man. We give everybody the opportunity to, you know, but when we stop serving God like we used to, oh, I know right about it. When we stop presenting God like we used to, I know we can do better. We done made so many things. We done put things in front of God. And you don't watch it, man. If we done put it in front of God just to fill our pockets, help me, Holy Spirit. To fill our desires, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
And fill our lustful spirit. I'm telling you, if you don't watch it, it gets so common to you. You don't even think it's singing. Help me, Holy Spirit. You don't even think it's singing. Somebody said, we read the other day. Remember what we read the other day? He said, no father, no mother, no sister, no brother, no friend. He said, no one. He said, he told them to hate them all, but he mean deny them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Don't put nothing before him. You know what I'm talking about? So what I'm trying to say is when you're out there and you find yourself and got lost, because we know it. Because when you're at the will of the Lord, you know when you're at the will of the Lord, because you're out there doing things, you know he don't approve of. Help me, Holy Spirit.
That's right. That's right. That's
you know
right.
He ain't approve of that. And this thing, I'm going to tell you something, boy. When you're doing something for the Lord, when you're really doing something for the Lord, and that teaching, that sermon is right, you're going to hear a lot of ouch. You're going to say, who told them about my business? You know what I'm talking about? But I'm going to tell you something about the Holy Spirit. He speaks. Now watch what he did, Reverend. He didn't leave it there. after he got his friends and the family, they rejoiced with him, Reverend, you know what he did? The Bible said, as he said unto you, that likewise joy should be in heaven. Help me, Holy Spirit. Now, Jesus is making a parable to one sinner that repent more than over the 99 just person. You hear me? Which needed no repentance. That means every angel in heaven is rejoicing when one soul come in. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. That's why when you hear somebody say, I was glad, man. I'm glad you got back on board, man. Man, I'm glad you came back, man. You know, you don't get somebody when they come back and say, man, you know you were wrong, you this and that. And you know, now you welcome back in because that same person you talking to, he might be talking to you later on in the same day, same hour.
Mm-hmm.
So watch how you talk down on somebody. Watch how you render yourself being so holy. You better have a good understanding of the Holy Spirit because it can happen to anyone at any time that we can fall short. But what I'm telling you, that's why we got to be encouraged, my brother. Be encouraged that God is in the midst. I want to read another part of that. Remember I told you about Matthew 18 and see how Matthew 18 presented there. Y'all don't mind. I want to look at this, Matthew 18 and 11. Matthew, and it's almost pretty much verbatim, but look how it reads. For the Son of Man is come to save that which is lost. Help me, Holy Spirit. How thinketh you if a man have 100 sheep, if one of them be gone astray, and do he not leave the 99 and go into the mountain seek that which is gone astray? Look what he said, brother. And if so be that he find it, he said, verily I say unto you, he rejoiced more of that sheep than the 99 which were not astray. Help me, Holy Spirit. Even so, it is not the will of your Father which is in heaven that one of these little ones should perish. That's how you look at us. That's how you look at us. And I love that part, bro. When God can look at us, because I know I strayed. Mother taught us at a young age how to stay with the Lord, but we strayed away, Reverend. Strayed away. And we fell short, Reverend. You know what I'm saying? Didn't have it rooted in us to understand the trials of life. We want to do it our way. You know what I'm saying? And it wasn't your way. If you might catch that later on. But then we start thinking about how God, when he truly get in your heart, oh, help me, Holy Spirit. When he truly get in your heart, you don't want to walk away from him. When I say walk away from him, the world could be so enticing, man. It could be so enticing that you just love the laughter. You love all the jokes. You love all the lifestyle, the occupation, the lifestyle, the ego, the self-esteem. Can I keep on going? Recognition, prestige, plenty of wealth, opportunity for sacrifice, authority, power. Have I got that yet? But let me tell you something. What we should be stimulating ourselves to is the blood. Help me, Holy Spirit. His blood. His craving of what he did on Calvary for us. The craving we should have now, it should allow us to escape our worldly lust, Reverend. It should allow us to look at that shepherd a little bit more better now. Yeah, you hear the instrument that he used, but look at what God is speaking through the instrument to help your life, to see him a little better. Because a repentant person is not a person that's
right.
A repentant person is do a bow face. You remember how we said it? We said that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life. So sin is death. Why you want to live in that? And then you know the way and how it's going to do you. So when you hang your hat on something, hang your hat on something that you know God could be a shepherd, a bishop of your soul. Can you be there? Do you want God to guide you? Do you want God to hold you and keep you like He did on His Matthew, like He did on His Luke? He cared for us. Somebody said, why you didn't give up? Why you don't say, man, I have a love for people that God put in my heart, that His children, even people don't even call on His name, I still say it's home. Because I believe long as that blood is running warm in his vein, it's hope. Somebody said, man, I know some people ain't got no hope. You're going to be surprised. You're going to be very surprised who's going to be in heaven. Some of us going to be very, very surprised who's going to be in heaven. Because God has a place. And he said he reigns on the just and unjust alike. He's not a respectable person. Have you ever been whooped before by God? Watch this, Reverend.
Yes,
have you ever lost something? Have you ever lost something, then you found it?
Mm-hmm.
You, I ain't saying, you know, maybe it's good, and you really wanted the thing you lost, you know what I'm talking about? And you found it. And don't they say a joy to you? Don't mess around, look for your glasses, and it's on the top of your head. don't mess around and go in the room. Somebody gonna stay on top of my, and go in the room, and when you get there, you forgot what you were going there to get in and get.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I hear you.
But you know time is getting short.
Mm-hmm.
I know people still got 400 benches, but they used to have 500 benches. They used to run 10 miles. Now they can't walk for 1 mile, you know. I'm just saying time is getting so short. So we have to tell you, don't let the world trap you. What makes it think it's so pleasant there? It makes it seem like you're having so much fun. You know what I'm talking about? But you know that's a reward you have right now. Don't you believe that?
Yeah.
The reward is right there. Okay, look at this. Let's do something. I'm not going to read too much of this, but I want to read Psalm again. Let's go to Psalm. Can y'all go there? I believe it's Psalm 73.
Yeah,
I believe it's Psalm 73. Y'all hold it to me. Y'all count it to me. What? My head, but not my heart. I believe it's Psalm 73. Y'all still with me? Anybody, you still with me?
Yeah.
You ain't left nowhere. You still with me?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
It's a little lengthy read, but let me read it, please, because I got to teach this thing.
Okay.
Truly God is good to Israel. Truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of the clean heart. Oh, you hear what I say, right? Truly God is good to Israel, even to such are of a clean heart. But as for my feet almost gone, my step has well nigh slipped. For I was envy at the foolishness when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Help me, Holy Spirit. For there are no bands in their death, but they are strong. Their strength is firm. Watch the real.
Mm-hmm.
They are not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Look what it said. Therefore, pride compassed them about the chain, and violence covered them as a garment. Help me, Holy Spirit. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. Watch the story, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
They are corrupt and speak wickedly concerning the oppressed. They speak lawful. Look what he said. They set their mouth against the heavens. Help me, Holy Spirit. And their tongues walk through the earth. Therefore, his people return hither, and the waters are full of color, run out to them. Watch this here now. And they said, how do God know? Help me with this here. And this is none that know me. And there is knowledge in the Most High. Behold, these are the ungodly who prosper in the world. He's telling the story that increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my hands in vain. I have washed my hands in innocence. For all the day long have I been plagued and chastened every morning. Look what he said now. Even I said I will speak, thus behold, I shall offend against the generation of thy children. I'm getting on, y'all. When I thought to know this, I was too painful for me. Now, here comes some help. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then I understood their end. Let me do that again. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them on slippery places. Thou casted them down into destruction. How are they brought into the desolation of the moment? They utter consumed with terror. As a dream when we were one awakened, so, O Lord, when thou awakened, thou should depress their image. Now, I want you to know there are going to be people, help me, Holy Spirit, there are going to be some people right now as we speak, like they have it all together, man. They gonna like they got it together. It's like it's wrapped up. They haven't thought, ain't nothing happening. Ready to get no nothing coming to them wrong. But they having their reward right now. They getting all the heavens right now. But what he got to the sanctuary? See, I believe this is the sanctuary when we're together. So you could come and God could bring you back to yourself. He could bring
That's
you
right.
back to yourself, so you can hear him. In the word, if you lost right now, he can bring you back so you can start walking with him and fellowship with him and loving him and watch this here and knowing that your reward is not him. Yeah, you're going to be played, like he was saying. Yeah, you're going to have all the destruction and pain coming your way, but your reward is not here, brother. Your reward is in heaven. Your gift is not here. But you get to see him again. When you get to see the Savior, I'm almost home, y'all. When you get to see the Savior, you're going to look at him different because he's going to see them stripes on you too because you carry that cross, my brother. And carry that cross, there's a crown. And carry that crown, there's a robe. And carrying that robe, you're going to tell that story, how you got over. You're going to tell the Lord, and he's going to already know the story. But you're going to tell somebody and say, I remember when. I was thinking about this day. Now you made it out of reality. Help me, Holy Spirit. I thank God for this word. I thank him for how he captured something that he gave us. And I'm going to rush back over here to Luke 15. I'm trying to knit this thing in 8. Watch this. Beautiful. Either when a woman had 10 pieces of silver, if the silver, look what's it, back up, 15:8, either when a woman had 10 pieces of silver, if she lose one piece, it said, do not light a candle and sweep the house and seek diligence till she found it. When she has found it, she called her friend and her neighbor together and said, rejoice with me, for I have found the piece which I have lost. Likewise, I say unto you, there is a joy in the presence of an angel of God over one sinner that repents. He's hitting on because he called them murmuring. He called them talking about him under their breath, talking about him. And he gave them two parables. He gave them one about the sheep. Now he gave one about a woman had 10 pieces of silver, and she looked all over the house. She swept until she found it with that light. It's hard to find something in the dark, ain't it? So God gave her some light. And when he opened her light up so she could see with the light, brother, I'm so glad that God let us see things in the light now. And I'm going to tell you something, man. Sometimes it hurts too, man. I ain't going to lie. Sometimes I said, Lord, why you letting me see this here, Lord? You know what I'm talking about. Because once you find out the truth, and you know the truth, and he showed you yourself, man, it caused you to be so pitiful. But let me tell you something. God loves us so much that he'll welcome us in his home, even in our faults, man. Even when we did some things we know, watch this, Reverend, even maybe it killed our witness, man. But I'm going to tell you this here, Reverend, and this might not be a proper thing to say. Please, y'all, understand what I said. You can make him take it back. Oh, help me. You can make him take it back. Well, how do you make him take it back here? Now, I ain't talking about physically make him take it back. What you start to get on back on board. Dust your feet off. Dust your back off. Someone's got to hit our back sometimes. But I dare you hit your knees, though. I dare you hit your knees. Now, dare you put your face to the earth and spread your hands open so he can give you some of your heart. So you can't get nothing done when your fist is closed up. Open your hands up and your heart to the Lord so he can speak to you. Reb, I hope you can hear me. Open your hands and your heart. And so you, so he can speak to you and say, Lord, I did something wrong, Lord. I want to be your teacher. I want to be your, your servant, Lord. I want to be this ambassador for you, Lord. But, Lord, I made some mistakes, Lord. Lord, forgive me. Just forgive you. He'll forgive you, Lord. I'm speaking I'm speaking to over here when I say this. He'll forgive you, Eric. Don't let nobody hold you. You get on up, Eric, and you keep on doing this thing we call kingdom building. We talking about reaching out to somebody's heart and tapping into somebody's heart. See, I got to tell you, there's some dirt on all of us. Hey, some got more than others. You know, some got more than others. My thing is this here, Reverend. I've been sticking with this now, and I really believe there's a spiritual man on the inside. He's on his knees, but he's yet walking in this everyday life. And he, life, and he's standing on his knees because we wrestle with the flesh. So he has to intercede with us with Jesus. And Jesus, see, he has it, and she has it in her heart. But look at him. Look what happened. Just like you did, Job. The devil came and asked him, if I could just tear down some things that he loved with you, I'd have him curse you in your face. Yeah, we slipped. We did just what the devil said we going to do. But get back on board. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. That didn't work. I got to go home, Reverend. I got to go home. I got to get home. And going home, I got to go to Revelation. And that's the only way I can get home,
Reverend.
If I go to Revelation, if I don't go to Revelation, I can't get home. Can I get home?
Come on now.
And I hear a loud voice. And I had a loud voice, help me, Holy Spirit, saying in heaven, now is come salvation. Somebody get on
salvation.
Board.
Yes, sir.
Can I get that voice? Somebody got on board. He said, and I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now is come salvation and strength.
Salvation.
Come on, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yes,
I want y'all to read with me. It's in Revelation 12 and 10. Can you read with me?
10. Yes, sir. Come on.
Revelation 12 and 10. I want you to read me because you might be like me. Like when we play this, watch this here. I hope y'all don't hang up when I do this. Please don't hang up because I got to get something in my heart when I say this here. There's a melody that you can't give up on. You know what that melody is? Don't let nobody steal you. Don't let nobody steal you what God gave you. This was got me started today. Watch this, y'all.
I just
want
to sing a good old song that'll get me in the get me in the spirit. Is that all right?
Yes,
somebody know this song. It says,
Jesus
King.
Come on. Now watch this here. I heard a loud voice. I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now it look what it said, now is come salvation. And somewhere I got stuck, strength, Brother Randy. Somewhere I got stuck right there. Because I got salvation now, but strength came behind it. Come on, man. He know I was going to get weak. Look what he did to me, Brother Randy. In the kingdom of our God, in the power of his Christ, but the accuser of the brethren is to cast down. Look what he does to Reverend Henry, which accused him before our God day and night. He's doing it right now. Day and night, he's reaching back. So you might be, I'm telling you, might be like me. I like them old gospel, man, them old 100. Near the cross. I had to go back there to somewhere. If you could hit this one time, I need these. You know, can you give me some? I feel pretty good about that one there. Can you do that for
us? Yes, sir. I need thee. Oh, I need thee.
Yes, sir.
Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. come.
How you do it, brother?
To thee, I need thee, oh, I
yes,
need thee, oh, God. Every hour I need thee, oh, bless,
oh, bless
me now, my Savior. Yes, sir.
I come.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Pastor,
oh, God.
We want to be glad to come, glad we will leave. Watch this here. Now, I got a bad girl because my heart is feeling pretty good. And I heard a
come
loud
on
voice.
Now.
Like, I'm trying to hit
yes,
home.
Sir.
And I heard a loud voice.
Thank you, Jesus.
Stand
thank
in
you,
heaven.
Jesus.
Now, it's come
yes.
salvation. He, when he came,
yes, sir.
He said, help me, Holy Spirit, in the
yes,
kingdom
Lord.
Of our God, the power of his Christ, for the accusing of the brethren is cast down,
mm-hmm.
which accused them before our God day and night. But, hey, watch this now. Come on, somebody get on board.
Mm-hmm.
And they were overcame him by the blood of the Lamb. Watch this, Reverend.
Yeah.
By the word with their testimony. And they loved
mm-hmm.
not their lives unto death. I had to leave you with that one. I had to leave you with
yes,
that.
Sir.
Because I'm going to tell you something. You can make them take it back. If you've
mm-hmm.
been lost, you can make them take it
thank
back.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
If somebody tripped you up a little bit, you can make them take it back.
Yes, sir.
You know, don't let nobody know you always this, you're going to be this. Yeah, you can make them take it back because salvation
yes,
is
Lord.
At hand. What is the devil is there day and night accusing us. Why are you
mm,
giving them
mm,
so much
mm.
to work with? Tell him he don't have
thank you, Jesus.
President in your life. He can't rule your
thank
life.
You, Jesus.
What,
thank
is
you,
it long?
Jesus.
I need thee. Come on, man. Every hour,
mm-hmm.
I need thee. Then you might do like the old saying, oh, bless me now.
Mm-hmm.
My
me now.
Savior. You know what I'm talking about. Look, then you might be around the church
mm-hmm.
long enough. You've been around the church long enough. No. I'm a very young man, but boy, you've been around with that hello song. Go, hold to his hand.
Yes, sir.
God's unchanging
hand.
Come on with that.
Your hope on things eternal. But hold to God's unchanging hand. Everybody
yeah.
ought to hold to his hand.
Yeah.
God's unchanging hand. Well, everybody need to hold to his hand.
Yeah.
God's unchanging hand. But build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God, unchanging hand. Yes, sir.
No, I want. I know we've been holding him a little bit. Where was this area? We know how to act. You know, we know how to behave. But boy, when you love the Lord, when you really love the Lord, see, sometimes just be encouraged. I'm gonna tell you today,
mm-hmm.
I need to be encouraged. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lord.
Lying. I ain't going to tell you no
mm-hmm.
lie. Ain't nothing too wrong with my life, but I just want to
yeah.
be in charge because I find out
mm-hmm.
God is still in control. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
God is still in control. Mm-hmm. So today, if you're lost,
mm-hmm.
if you're lost, do like that sheep did. Get on your the master's shoulder. Let him carry you. If you like that ten silver one fell on the bed, she couldn't see it, but she got that lamp. Come to the light. Help me, Holy Spirit, so the Lord can
yes,
help
sir.
Me see things a little better. If that didn't work, let me tell you something. We love you over here. We believe that anybody can make it through the arms
mm-hmm.
of God. All you got to do is do this one thing right here. The Bible said when you confess the Lord Jesus, I'm in the book, y'all, and believe in your heart. I'm in the book, y'all, that God had raised him from the dead. Now, this is what I meant it now. He said, you shall
thou
be shall. Saved.
Yes, sir.
Just watch this here, Grandma. But with the heart, man, believe unto righteousness. But look what he do, man. Why
thank
he do
you,
it?
Jesus.
He
just,
with the mouth, he confessed. Oh, Lord, his salvation.
Thank
so
you,
I
Jesus.
Tell you,
thank you,
choose
Jesus.
Choose who you going to serve.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let nobody have that much of your life. Come on. He told us, and it's one thing I'm going to stick with you as a believer. As a believer, we try our best to love everybody. But it's sometimes
thank
people
you,
put you in a situation that it's hard to love. But I'm going to tell you something. Ask God for strength. Don't let that person have that much over you that he really think he got you. Because you might be like me. You might really be like me. Yeah, I hope y'all don't hang on when I do this one here, boy. Can I do it, though? Because I'm feeling something here. Can I do it? Don't hang on. Please, y'all don't hang on. Please.
Go ahead. Yes, sir.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas at 131 Navigation Street at my grandmother's house. It made me sit forward. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings, if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names.
Thank you. First time.
And that was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it.
How people are feeling. I feel some praise today. I really feel
thank you,
that God
thank you,
is moving. Hey, Reverend, he's building. He's building.
Yes,
he's
sir.
Building.
Yes, sir.
He's building.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what he did with
thank
Sister
you,
Martha. Cousin Martha.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't Martha. Ain't. And
mm-hmm.
Watch it. It says cradle and comfort.
Mm-hmm.
God's
thank
comfort.
Thank you, Jesus.
Look what it says. Smooth as perfectly. You know what I'm saying? He said, God intends to comfort to his children like a mother tender, trustworthy, diligent in her effort to claim her children. When we were worrying or upset, he carries an affection in his heart, in his arm, and keep us in perfect peace. All who trust in him, all whose thoughts are fixed on him. I love that poem because that's Isaiah 26. One of my favorite scriptures. If you keep your mind on him, if you keep your mind on him, that's what you got to do.
Because
he want to pray to you in his own. If you keep your mind on him, if you just really just start thinking about him right now and keep him with you all day, don't let nobody pull you out your square. Don't let nobody change you what you really believe in. Let me tell you this, Reverend. It's sweeter and sweeter on the day he goes
by. Thank you, Jesus.
She gave us the sun reflector. The sun reflect, right? It said a world in darkness needs the light of Jesus. the world. I know you're right. As they know what she ought to do, as the woman looking under the bed for that other piece of silver, and she found it, which is cancer. And she said, the world needs, in the dark, in the world in the darkness needs a light of Jesus. That's why we ought to be that light. The sign.
Yes.
We should be hiding the light. People should know that we are children of God. And I'm going to tell you something. If you get the way that you can turn your light off and still hang, you better watch how you really walk with the Lord. It ought to be some kind of conviction in you. If you're not there to help it, and I'm not saying we can't show the light, then I'm trusting you, your own person. But I'm just saying, if it consumes you enough to put your religion down, we say, and start doing what the naysayers and everybody else do, then you better watch the walk. Now you have been lost. Yeah, I said it. You've been alone because you don't never want to set your Christianity wheel, call our life a walk with Christ, to do the cares of the world. What we do, because what he does, he exposes us, Reverend, when we do things like that. And I want to be exposed.
Mm-hmm.
If I dress all love, expose me because I want to get back on track. Help me, Holy
Spirit. Lord.
Thank you for
Help
your
me,
spirit.
Lord. Yes,
Thank
sir.
You for your love. Thank you for your understanding. And thank you for your sweet spirit. Lord, I just want to thank you for Sister Martha, Aunt Martha, and thank you for God's plan. Thank you for Reverend.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all the ones that came, these ones that left. We just ask you, Father, cover us with your peace, Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Cover us with your all understanding, Lord. And Lord, we just ask you, Father God, is anybody going through something right now? We just ask you, Father God, to bless them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to hear our prayer, Lord. Sometimes we fall. But Lord, we just ask you to steer us back your way, Lord. Lord, let the redeemed of the Lord say so, Lord. So Lord, we ask you to move today, Lord. Touch us today, Lord. Even bless on this evening if they go and try to take another high with you, Lord. Lord, we love you, Lord. We thank you for all the things you've done, about to do. And Lord, when you get there on that spiritual high over there, we just ask you to move. Trust the speaker. Trust the one that's going to bring your word today. That's on with it all, Brother D. Bless all the brothers and sisters that come down that want to hear you. We love you and we thank you. We nothing without you, Lord. So as we go a little farther, my sisters and brothers today, let the Lord keep us and watch over as we pray. We love you. We love you. And we love you. Thank you. That's all this in Jesus'
thank
name.
You, Lord.
Amen.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Reverend,
beautiful. Hallelujah.
I'm about to get out of here, but I'm going to let you have it, brother. Anybody want to come on? Yeah, I got to do something.
Praise the Lord. Yes, sir. At this time, if we have anybody need prayer, any questions or lessons, or just want to give thanks, or just have a testimony, time is now. The time is now. You can hit the one button. You can hit the one button now. Now is a invitation being sent out. Whosoever will, let him come. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, somebody just need a little word of prayer or just need some encouragement along their way. The time is now. We used to sing a song, Jesus Keep Me, near the cross. Yeah, part of that song said, in the cross. In the cross, we all have to bear our own crosses, but I'm so glad that Jesus is there, just like our Amy expressed to us through text, how a mother, if you have no mother, Jehovah God can be that mother for you, hallelujah, and take you into his own care and keep you and hold you, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank God for his cross and thank him for even how he helps us to bear our own cross. We say thank you. We thank God for this beautiful lesson, this beautiful word today that God has given us. Oh, we're so thankful that even when we go astray, hallelujah, he's there. He's there, you know. He's there to keep us. He's there to hold us. He's there to help us. And if need be, he's there to pick us up and carry us back into safety. We thank God today for these parables he reminded us of. The 10 pieces of silver. Oh, and the one was lost. And God bless to be found. And even, hallelujah, even with the, thank you, Jesus, even with the parable, God spoke. You'll leave the 99. You'll come and see about you soon. Thank God today. We thank God today, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for his grace, for his mercy towards us. Mm-hmm. For his loving kindness towards us. Mm-hmm. It's there for whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Reverend, you can close us out, bro. You can go pray us out. So. Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you had just prayed us out.
No, we ain't went nowhere. I'll just show my
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord. Father God, we thank you for what you have done, Father. We thank you, Father God. We thank you that you have blessed us to see this day that we may come, oh, Father God, and reason in thy word, that we may look upon the day, Father. We lay down last night hoping and expecting to see this day. Father God, we want to say thank you. Thank you, first of all, for blessing us to see a day we've never seen before. We say thank you for this hour. Thank you for this refreshing, this renewing, oh, Father God, in the word. Thank you, Father, for reminding us, Father God, that you will carry us, hallelujah, even if we go astray. You, Father God, you come find us. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for keeping us in thy loving care. Thank you for being a mother to the motherless and a savior to all that whosoever will take the call. We say thank you in the name of Jesus. Thank you for blessing our minds to be receptive and to receive what you have taught us, what you have reminded us from, what you have renewed in others. We thank you, Father God. I want to tell you that we do love you. We love you. We ask that you bless us to obtain this lesson, to keep this lesson and keep it in our hearts, Father God, as we go through. Oh, knowing that you loved us, Father God. You loved us and kept us. You made a way, Father, for you, whoso. Oh, Father God, thank you for your word today. Thank you for your message. Thank you for your messenger. Thank you for this time that you allowed it unto us, Father God. When we ask, Father God, before we, in this prayer, we ask for protection for those that are out going to and fro. Father God, keep them in thy loving care, Father God. Even those that may be astray, Father God, we ask that you bless them, Father God, to find their way back in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, we pray and we ask these things. In the name of Jesus, Father God, we do pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
When you're down in trouble,
what's that now?
You need some love and care. Ain't nothing. Ain't nothing. Go. God can brighten up.
Mm-hmm.
He can brighten up your darkest hour.
Yeah.